And if Pakistan's democracy has its weaknesses, one reason could be the weakness of American policy. Few nations have been more important to Pakistan than the U.S., and yesterday, America's top diplomats said that U.S. policy toward Pakistan has been inconsistent. Ashley, she used a stronger word.
It is fair to say that our policy toward Pakistan over the last 30 years has been incoherent. I mean, I don't know any other word to use.
That history is full of shifts, as the U.S. first showed an interest in Pakistan, then turned away.
Now the Obama administration and the person there, Secretary Hillary Clinton, says it wants to support the civilian leaders who are now in charge. Secretary Clinton said yesterday the U.S. is sending emergency aid to people displaced by fighting in Pakistan. And she said anyone could add to the U.S. government's $110 million aid package.
Using your cell phones, Americans can text the word SWAT, S-W-A-T, to the number 20222 and make a $5 contribution that will help provide tents, clothing, food, and medicine to hundreds of thousands of affected people. And before I came over here, we did that in the State Department. So we are making some of the first donations to this fund.
Secretary Clinton says most of the aid money is going to international relief groups working in Pakistan, not Pakistan's government.